Roosevelt High School freshman Madeline Loreen has a theory behind the increase, at least in her school, from 12 busts last year to 24 busts this year. It's simple. Loreen says the kids getting busted aren't doing that great of a job of hiding their use.
It's mostly the freshman class this year. They're being really obvious about it, and they're not doing a good job of keeping their own secrets, which is the funny part.
Loreen has a problem with news stories that single out drug and alcohol use at Roosevelt, not only because other schools in Northeast Seattle are similar, but because so long as users keep to themselves, it doesn't really bother her.
It's the school that has a problem with it. I don't think the student body is worried about the drug use.
Seattle students most recently took a district-wide health survey in 2012. Then, at least one in four Roosevelt students reported using marijuana. 30% reported alcohol use. Those numbers mirror district-wide survey results. But anecdotally, Seattle Public Schools drug prevention manager Lisa Sharp says she's hearing from across the district about an increase this year in marijuana use on school grounds. Though most high school students don't use drugs or alcohol, Sharp says too few parents understand how commonplace substance use can be in Seattle schools.
I've spoken to many parents who say, well, it's not my kid, so I don't need to worry about it. But my message to them is that your kid is going to school and talking to people and living in a community for a lot of their day where this might be something that comes into their world.
If there's one thing students don't understand, Sharp says it's just how harmful marijuana can be to their brains. That's a misconception Roosevelt High School principal Brian Vance says he wants to correct.
There's a perception that there isn't that much harm to some use for adolescents, and I think some parents carry that along with them.
Vance says Roosevelt is holding an informational meeting for parents about marijuana use tonight. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.